She has to be helped onto the stage. She is this feisty, brilliant, sharp, clear, tough, ex-socialist.
Great, great. She had us all doing the cancer growl.
And she was leading us in this thing. She's not busy being an old lady. I mean, you can milk it if you want to, but it comes back and hits you in the face if you do. But if you think the physical things are going to suck you in, try the psychological ones. They really get you. Their personalities is very real. That's a throwaway line. I mean, try this list on. Despair, depression, feeling abandoned. I mean, just think of all the people you know that milk these.
He was like he was like an intern at the radio station at first.
Whether they feel there is a connection between this man and the assassination of President Kennedy, but Murphy did report that the man was employed as a stock clerk in the building.
Sadness rushing toward continual joy.
Late word just in from Dallas. Homicide detective Lavelle told WBAP newsman James Kerr in Dallas a few minutes ago they have little doubt that 24-year-old Lee Oswald of Dallas is the man who shot and killed Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit.
Endeavor. You can understand them. You can live them, and they can live in you. Use them to create success, and you can use them to be magical and to create the miracles that you desire so. You see, you're aware, you're alert, you're awake, you're enlightened, you know. Dreams can solve problems. Yes, I can have a problem-solving dream. But when you say that, what you mean is, I hope I can have a dream. I hope. And in that dream, maybe get some bit of an insight, a bit of a clue, a bit of a hint. And maybe I can use that little bit of a clue, that little bit of a hint, and maybe someday it'll solve a problem. failing dream. And what you mean by that, indeed, as far out as that is, absolutely, as far beyond the consensus as that is, which it is, what you mean is maybe I'll get some sort of clue. Go to your doctor, eh? It's your liver, it's your pancreas, it's your this, it's that. You get some sort of clue. And you can use that clue, and when you build upon it and work with it and go to the doctor, or go here or go there, why, by golly, you'll discover my dream was right. And eventually I might be able to use something that dream had to say to heal myself sometime. I need to change something in my reality. And I can have a changing dream, right? Where I might gather some hint, I might get a bit of a clue, a bit of a treasure, a bit of knowledge that just may lead to, possibly could be, some change. I need direction, I need a sense of where to turn, I need a sense of how to proceed, how to make certain choices, and maybe in some very abstract, very bizarre, surreal, interpretive way, I can figure out and glean some sort of meaning. Someday, if I analyze it long enough, if I interpret it deep enough, if I do analysis long enough.
Bobby was an animal pacing the page. He pushed a dream a little further. He added to the flame. Bob Kaufman lit up the kitchen in my apartment at Harwood Alley, tipping a bottle over and standing on a chair. Then suddenly he stared at me straight in the eyes, wearing a straw hat, and I gathered his ashes and fed them to the bay.
And hold your pen well and bitterly. I know all the songs were ever sung, all the words were ever said. Could it be when I was young, someone dropped me on my head?
Me that the words glow. Hear waves intimate and cold easing on the shore, or the echo of waves, or the idea of waves, a lone gull and a long distant voice streaming out of the void.
I'm abandoned. My children never come to see me. Lonely. Worthless. Frustrated, frightened, vulnerable, ugly. forgetful, loss of confidence, petty, irritable, fear of the future.
Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny. Me love you long time.
Shortly after President Kennedy was shot to death this afternoon, Oswald was pulled screaming and shouting from the Texas theater by officers who had gone there on a tip.
And after the black serpent had fought with the other two serpents, they would turn to look to see if there were others to fight, and it would see the Indian people gathered in the hilly country with those of the other serpents, people that had come away from them and had separated themselves off from these serpents and were wanting to join in the sacred teachings and ways. And they would come to him, and at that time the serpent would turn as if to strike at him, but he would see, great fear would come over him, because he would see the return of Deagnawida, which is the great teacher of the Eastern people. And he would be coming in from the east with a light.
But see, that's not what we're talking about when we say problem-solving dream. We're talking about a problem-solving dream where you go to sleep tonight and you dream the solution and the problem is solved when you wake up in the morning. Well, you don't just get a snippet of insight that may lead to something. That problem is solved. It's no longer a problem when you wake up in the morning. When we talk of a healing dream, we're talking about the possibility of a dream whereby you go to sleep at night asking for the healing dream, and you have the dream that heals you then. Not months, not years later. And on the spot. So when you awaken in the morning, you're healed. That's far too much to expect. Right now, for many of you, it is a change in dream, where you go to sleep and you wake up a different person, as though the problem never existed. The difficulty in your relationship, you choose to dream it changed, and you wake up in the morning and the relationship is different. Oh, what an interesting fantasy that is, Lazarus. Oh, wow, would that that could be true.
Good earth time to you. Out on the turf farm of the planet. I know you all are. It's a good day in the neighborhood. Being on the planet. Here in the 90s. Chris had to leave early. I held a gun to his head, kind of thing. He'll be back next week. Post-settled lawsuit, of course. Cathode Ray Tube is in the building. Planning on a 10:30 liftoff here at the Cape. Couple of 100 more pounds of gear to put together, and he'll be ready to ride. This is Gary Geiserman, the voice of this radio station at this time, at this moment. And wouldn't you know it, it's probably enough. Just probably. Blood buffers in place. Alkaline balance set, ready to communicate with our thing here. Over the hump of the 90s, and it's the clubhouse turn from here on in, my friends. And the philosophers shall lead them, it said. America, a country sorely in need of philosophers. It's not just the anti-intellectuality, it's the anti-principle of the thing. A compass, if you will. So we'll be going into the deep night. The good captain, the captain of post-midnight, Captain Rio, has moved to Mondays. Starting next Monday at 1 a.m. after the Umbrella Man, the Mayor's Son, the Flynn Man, Mark Flynn, it'll be the good captain with Psychic Dubrise from 1 on every Monday. Don't know who's following me. I don't think it will be tonight, so we may go into... We may play around again. We may play an extra 18 or so. Tiger or OJ style, if you will. But the usual gang of idiots, midgets, and moths gathering around the campfire of delusions. For another episode of New Metaphysics, a serial killing, if there ever was one. So we'll try for a good batch of bloodshed tonight. If we can't find a body bag for bodies, we will burn it all instead. This I pledge. In the taste of politically correct, incorrect kind of madness. Sweeping this wonderful, diluted OJ land of ours. You know this is OJ land. And you know you are all. I are all. OJ. Speak, O Cathode One.
Only for a moment, and then I have to go get the electric energy to sustain me through the night's progress. Through the...
And your friend
through
is?
Through the Jenner. This is, what's your name? Say it to the world.
Good evening. This is Matthew Stearns, a.k.a. DJ Burnporn.
Matthew will be my assistant in the sonic onslaught and re-education process for the evening.
All right, and you'll be back around 10:30 to...
10:30 or so to...
Take hostages.
Take hostages, hurt people, but help them at the same time.
Oh, of course.
So, we'll be back.
Okay. And Chris will be back as usual next week, Eastern Island, 7 to 10. A little ill tonight. So I'm going to step away from the microphone. Gee, if I insult Tiger Woods, will I lose my show? I'm actually afraid to try. I think. He's a schmo, how's that? He's a big schmo, all right? And he eats watermelon. Ah, I've said it. I've passed the test. I've walked the hotbed of coals of my moral mindset. And I'm still on the air. Hallelujah!
Grief over the past. Frightened of losing possessions. Obsessed with holding on to them. The meaninglessness of life. No one to touch. Loss of power.
Me love you long time.
Anger. Hatred and worship of doctors.
Me love you too much.
Paranoia. Suspiciousness.
Everything you want.
Listen to those.
Everything you want.
With the psychological stuff, we have one role we can slide into, which is called eccentricity. That allows us to be different, and it's part of an aging role. We become eccentric.
Who needs minority groups to make fun of? I have you, the audience, to stick pins in. I have dolls here and plenty of pins. I'm warning you.
Here's a great poem from Jenny Joseph. I've read this before, but it's so sweet. When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat which doesn't go and doesn't suit me. I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals and say, we've no money for butter. I shall sit down on the pavement when I'm tired and gobble up samples in shops and press alarm bells, and run my stick along the public railings, and make up for the sobriety of my youth. I shall go out in my slippers in the rain, pick the flowers in other people's gardens, and learn to spit. You can wear terrible shirts and grow more fat and eat 3 pounds of sausages at a go, or only bread and pickles for a week. You can hoard pens and pencils and beer mats and things in little boxes. Oh, but now we must have clothes to keep us dry and pay the rent and not swear in the streets and set a good example for the children, have friends to dinner and read the papers. But maybe I ought to practice a little now, so people who know me are not too shocked and surprised when suddenly I am old and start to wear purple.
Hmm.
Lady, lady, never speak of the tears that burn your cheek. She will never win him whose words had shown she feared to lose. Be wise and never sad. You will get your lovely lad. Never serious be, nor true, and your wish will come to you. And if that makes you happy, kid, you'll be the first it ever did.
Advocating in Africa. In fact, the story right within it said, you see that caption there? The situation is so dire that one American diplomat said, in 5 years, Africans will be begging to be recolonized.
Political message that you want to be conveyed?
The political message, I don't know if there is a political message. We're just trying to show people that we are smarter and we deserve a break. We want to put on a program where you don't have to have some little nigger kid on there to bring in ratings, you know. To show, you know, have some little black kid making some big white guy look stupid. You know, we want a show that'll show that white people are intelligent. You know, we don't need some little porch monkey to tell us what to do and how to think.
Beer. This is New York Center. Go ahead, Augie 1.
Who am I talking to?
Higgins, Deputy Director. I'm holding the baby. Go ahead.
Hit confirmed. Maximum is reported. 6 gold items.
It was a quality work.
Clean, fast, first rate.
Did you say 6?
Accepting code, or there should be 7.
Repeat, 6. Here's a rundown on those items. Lapp, Sean, Russell, Jennings.
Martin, Mitchell.
All right, Augie 1. Find 7. Condor. Researcher type who likes to read comic strips.
He bought it at home. Okay, button it up, Augie. I'll send you more data. Yes, sir. I need Langley right away. Yes, sir. Garber speaking. This is Higgins, Deputy Director, New York. Let me have Department 17.
From the Michigan winter with theirs in case I want to register for a meeting and write off my travel. My father was a funeral director, and 3 of my 5 brothers are funeral directors, and 2 of my 3 sisters work pre-need and bookkeeping in one of the 4 funeral homes around the metro area that bear our name.
And in his coming, he would be bringing the new knowledge. And this is, at that time, the serpent would flee and they would never bother the people again.
Whitman was. None of you dumbasses knows. Private Cowboy. Sir, he was that guy who shot all those people from that tower in Austin, Texas, sir. Affirmative. Charles Whitman killed 12 people from a 28-story observation tower at the University of Texas. Distances of up to 400 yards. Anybody know who Lee Harvey Oswald was? Private Snowball.
Sir, he shot Kennedy, sir.
That's right. And do you know how far away he was?
Sir, it was pretty far from that book suppository building, sir.
All right, knock it off. 250 feet. He was 250 feet away and shooting at a moving target. Oswald got off three rounds with an old Italian bolt-action rifle in only 6 seconds and scored two hits, including a headshot. Do any of you people know where these individuals learned how to shoot? Private Joker.
Sir, in the Marines, sir.
In the Marines, outstanding. Those individuals showed what one motivated Marine and his rifle can do. And before you ladies leave my island, you will all be able to do the same thing.
Many of us feel it and know that the white and the red serpent are Russia and the United States. And they have wrestled for many years now, and they have exhausted their resources. And the black serpent has emerged now, and the black serpent is Muslim nations. And the Muslim nations has no concern over either one of them and don't like either one of them. And so they are, Russia is fighting in Afghanistan against the Muslims. And the United States is fighting in many places. In different, and they've taken them into warfare. They don't understand the terrorist warfare. Now, there's one part of the other prophecy that I want to interject at this time. Hopefully we can work it all in. And that is that the white, true white brother has returned also. The true white brother had a prophecy of his own. The true white brother to us is the one that would return to us is the Tibetan people, and they were told that the time would come when their land would be invaded, and when their land was invaded, then they would come to the land of the red man, and that we would join together in our knowledge and our teachings.
Yes, it is, Mr. Torrance. What'll it be?
I'm awfully glad you asked me that, Lloyd, because I just happen to have 220s and 210s right here in my wallet. I was afraid they were going to be there till next April.
Scientists always spoke of the cold wastes around Jupiter, where everything, it seemed, must be frozen. But Galileo, making one pass and then another at the moon Europa, found evidence of just the opposite, something for which those same scientists had always held out hope. The streaks on its icy surface hinted that somewhere beneath was liquid water.
It looks as though we have found the smoking gun with respect to that's pointing right at this subsurface ocean.
That Oswald was there. He brandished a pistol which officers took away from him after a struggle.
Now, Brother Coakley didn't make that up. This is a good white source. This is an impeccable white source. In fact, Brother Coakley brings all this stuff because I just stood here and told you, said, Brother Coakley talk a lot of shit. But I bring these good white sources and they say, he backed that shit right up, boy. He had that good white source. See, it's the good white source that affirms that the shit is correct. Aren't we like that? Yeah. All right, we're getting out of that. We say Tony Martin said, so that's enough for me. Yeah. All right, but we're maturing.
You know how to get together, and perhaps I can teach him a few things.
Well, you know, the pleasure that it is to be with you is always extending, always expanding. And indeed, the joy that it is to work, to explore, to interact with you, also always is expanding, always extending. And so it is, as we work together now, as part of this series of allowing more love in your life, so we extend and expand the varieties of ways, the varieties of techniques, with one more magical dance, one more meditative approach among the many that you can use. More love in your life. You always seek it, we always say it, we always talk about it. Because no matter how much you have, you always want more, and there's always more to have. That is the marvel. That is the wonder. That is the excitement and, yes, part of the majesty and magnificence of what love is about. Part of the majesty and the magnificence of what growth and change and evolution, part of what it is.
A subsurface ocean. Today at a NASA briefing, scientists told why they believe they have found the first liquid water anywhere beyond Earth. They pointed at the cracks in Europa's outer crust. If you watch the red arrow, you see how some of them have shifted. In other views, ice chunks have obviously broken apart and been turned in different directions. The best explanation? Europa's surface is being tugged and turned by tides down below.
Precisely where you are already allowing love in, and thus where you can let in more, where you can open up even wider and accept more. There's never enough, there's never too much, you're never really done.
Father's name. It is an odd arithmetic, a kind of family farm, working the back 40 of the emotional register. Our livelihoods depending on the deaths of others in the way that medicos depend on sickness, lawyers on crime, the clergy on the fear of God.
We'd build a little bungalow if you and I were one. And carefully we'd plan it so we'd get the morning sun. I'd rise each day at rosy dawn and bustle gaily down. In evening school we would spray the lawn when you come back from town. If you and I were one, my dear, a model life we'd lead. We'd travel on from year to year at no increase of speed. Ah, clear to me the vision of the things that we should do. And so I think it best, my love, to string along as two.
Here, dear.
Climax Tower, over.
This is
912,
go ahead, Commander.
Roger, I understand 912 has a blown canopy, is that a firm? 5 minutes.
Would like to come aboard as soon as possible. However, don't delay a launch or anything for you.
All right, we have a ready deck at this time, turning into the wind for you now. How far out are you?
26 miles, Master.
So here's what. You slip me a bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice. You can do that, can't you, Lloyd? You're not too busy, are you?
No, sir. Not busy at all.
Because I know what Jesus Christ said in John 8:44, and I have taken that as the basis of my book, Last Battle Cry, and let's get together with the Pope and let's give him a few lessons. But no way are the Jews my elder brother, nor his. Okay?
Took out one of your sections.
What?
917.
That's New York. Somebody got mugged, maybe.
They were hit.
They're bookworm.
They got 7 out of 8. On the shuttle to LaGuardia side. 30 minutes.
You say one of my people is still okay?
Condor, you know him?
No. Is he okay enough to say what happened?
They didn't touch him. He was literally out to lunch.
What does he say happened?
He's not in yet. First call was a little while. Scared.
Who's bringing him in?
Higgins.
Higgins.
Transportation.
Already booked on the shuttle.
This is Wicks. OIC Department 17. I want a chopper on the pad. Fuel for New York now. Chopper on the pad. Fuel for New York now. Chopper on the pad. Fuel for New York now.
Magic show at 0930. Chaplain Charlie will tell you about how the free world will conquer communism. With the aid of God, and a few Marines. God has a hard-on for Marines because we kill everything we see. He plays his games, we play ours. To show our appreciation for so much power, we keep heaven packed with fresh souls. God was here before the Marine Corps. Now you can give your heart to Jesus, but your ass belongs to the Corps. Do you ladies understand?
Sir, yes, sir!
I can't hear you!
Sir, yes, sir!
My father died 3 years ago on an island off the Gulf Coast of Florida. He wasn't exactly on a midwinter conference. He quit going to those years before, after my mother had died. But he was sharing a condo with a woman friend who always overestimated the remedial powers of sexual aerobics. Or maybe she only underestimated the progress of his heart disease. We all knew it was coming. In the first year of his widowhood, he sat in his chair, heart sore, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd, one by one. White man's burden, Lloyd, my man. White man's burden. Say, Lloyd, it seems I'm temporarily light. How's my credit in this joint, anyway?
Your credit's fine, Mr. Torrance. Your credit's fine, Mr. Torrance.
You're 26 miles. We'll have a ready deck available when you get here.
901 cigarette.
You see how much you've lost of what dreaming is really about. You see, dreaming and the world and realm of dream is far more vast than you can believe, far more vast than you can imagine. The world and realms of dreaming and dreams is far more vast than you can yet conceive, than you can yet perceive, the operative word yet. We're not suggesting that tonight that you are definitely going to have or could have, not yet, but it's there if you can learn to smash and shatter that glass rather than waiting. As you shatter the glass, as you step into that world, as you dig and as you explore, as you search, as you uncover, as you discover the hints, the clues, beyond the hints and clues, the treasures, the answers. Well, you can have a problem-solving dream, and the problem is solved when you wake up, even though you don't know how. Even though you maybe don't even remember all that happened. A dream of healing where you are healed by tomorrow morning. Of change where you're a different person when you wake up. Of direction where you wake up and you're already moving in that new direction. You see, when you can pierce that veil, when you can penetrate that barrier, when you can enter that world of dreams and discover and explore its realms, you can dip your dreams in magic. And they come alive.
but to hold it, to live up to it. More love in your life. Oh, there are so many magical dances that you can use, so many beautiful ways. And we talk of one very specifically. We talk of using the double tetrahedron, a double tetrahedron that we have talked about in many different ways for many different purposes. This time we speak of it as a way to create and indeed to allow more love into your life. Just of your human potential, not just of your metaphysical search, but of your spirituality as well, of your ever-deepening, ever-expanding spiritual self. Double tetrahedron. In order to discuss it, to describe the technique, we begin with the concept of a tetrahedron, a single tetrahedron, if you will. Tetra means four, hedron means sides. A tetrahedron is a four-sided shape, geometric, three-dimensional, four-sided shape object. Now, often people confuse and think in their mind or hold an image of a pyramid, but that's not a tetrahedron. A pyramid actually has four visible sides, but remember the one that it's standing on, the base, is its fifth side, and therefore it's a five-sided object, not a four-sided one. A tetrahedron, therefore, has three visible sides that are all triangular, touching at the apex, certainly so, and joined at the sides, but the base is also triangular. Its fourth side is also triangular.
In Vietnam, there's no violation of human rights and no crime in Cambodia. It's wrong.
Chomsky is using, he's a professor, he's using that to poison the world. And we come here to protest that.
I don't mind the denunciations, frankly. I mind the lies. Well, I mean, intellectuals are very good at lying. They're professionals at it. You know, vilification is a wonderful technique. There's no way of responding to it. If somebody calls you, an anti-Semite, what can you say? I'm not an anti-Semite. Or, you know, somebody says you're a racist, you're a Nazi or something. This, you always lose. I mean, the person who throws in the mud always wins. Yeah.
This is Tower. Is it 913's canopy that's broken loose?
912, that's affirmative.
Roger, understand.
That's swell. I like you, Lloyd. I always liked you. You were always the best of them. Best goddamn bartender from Timbuktu to Portland, Maine. Or Portland, Oregon, for that matter.
And so it has a little dialogue in there about some of the things they want to do. And it's devastating. But once the Council on Foreign Relations, for the 40 or 50,000 that subscribed, did it, then that compelled, of course, the New York Times to come and do it. Because now their role is to reach a larger volume of people with the suggestion that it's time now for whites to openly advocate taking Africa, because they surveyed the yard and they do not believe that a counter group can come back and attack them and punish them for this type of overt dialogue. And the honky ain't fucking around. Today, we are witnessing the revival of colonialism, a bit in a new form. It's a trend that should be encouraged. They go right on to say, we're going to take Somalia, Angola, Mozambique. They just have a whole dialogue about what they want to do.
They don't like it, the other species does not like it. In the beginning, they tend to decline conflict. They'll stay out of the way of the other species, but when there are enough of them, when they have the predominant power in the area, they expand and push out all others.
He started going out with women. The brothers were glad for him. The sisters rolled their eyes a lot. In the 2 years of consortium that followed, he'd had a major, which is to say a chest-ripping, down-for-the-count heart attack every 6 months like clockwork. He survived all but one.
WZBC out of Newton. Gag rule at the moment, with some dead creeping up, wouldn't you know? Two concepts you don't want to talk about lightly in OJ America. Death and taxes. I mean, death and God, of course. Tread lightly, my fellow philosopher friends. Ye who venture. I venture. Born to confront, you might say. The Jungian thing. Sir! Oh... what a wasted life. not spent as a lifer in the military. Well, perhaps with life extension I can seek a career, perhaps. The C word. Waiting for cathode ray tube to achieve cholesterol sweet spot. Get that level just right. Musician style. If you catch my adriftification. His gear is here. So if he doesn't return, I guess I can take her over to the swap shop and have some fun for the next several months. I'll be back shortly. Be playing the rest of the night. As will shall I. Shall I ever will. And won't you? Here on the ZBC FanFest joint Grockerola party. Non-dairy, of course. Here in Boston Beantown, for some godforsaken reason, adrift in Potato Land, Potato Head City, or as some fondly call it, Slob City. But who am I to talk? Now here comes the Charles man now. Charles, it's Charlestown tonight, speaking to the electronic device.
The device.
Are you ready to rock and rewind?
We're getting there. We have a little more communion with the gods necessary before we have to make the proper offerings to the technical deities before before they grace us with power and musical presence. But we're getting there, so hopefully soon.
Can you stick the male into the female, or what?
We can. We just, our inputs are alien to their, or rather, our outputs are alien to
So it's an interface problem.
It's an interface problem.
So what actually is the problem, Charles?
The problem is, I don't have the connections that you have right now. So I'm not sure what we're...
What do you need?
On air, I have to tell people what I need.
Is there an off air?
What we need is a balanced quarter inch cable, two of them, going out of my mixer into the mixer here. So going out of my equipment into the studio input.
How about those purple ones over there?
It needs to be, they need to be about at least like 15 feet long.
Oh.
And I didn't think to bring any. Next time I will. But tonight, I didn't.
All right, if you don't have those, what's the result going
to
be?
We have to wait until Gene arrives. Or I could plug in an impromptu sort of deal, perhaps, but I'll see what I can patch up.
Well, do that. Is Gene going to bring a pair?
I think so.
Want to give him a call?
Yeah, I'll go give him a call.
All right, give him a call now. And
all right.
That's the only thing between us and Nirvana?
And total domination.
You're going to kick ass, take names, slay them, kill them, break them, and
chew bubblegum.
Burn them all.
And rock their mamas. You know it. Yeah. Well, I'll go call Gene the Mighty Sween E. And,
the Genester will be in a little later, spreading warmth and fatherly guidance amongst the populace. And I'll be spewing forth from the philosopher's podium here in OJ land. I can't tell you how much this is OJ country. And of course, you know who each and one of every you are, and myself. Whatever you are, however you get it put on you, I will have it put through me as well. Wouldn't miss a drop. So male, female, black, red, white, green, blue, and what else do I leave at? Orange and yellow. Rich, middle, poor, or untouchable, insider or outsider, educate or not educated, cool or uncool, housed or unhoused, all are welcome to be slandered, insulted, confronted, abused, and deleted by the new metaphysics person, whether he be me, she, or someone you meet in your daily life. Explanation to follow. So, in this age of dialoguing like crazy all over the planet, friggin', fraggin', ricocheting to, from, and off of satellites, and the refractor mode of the inside of your cranium and oil pan, dialoguing going on, except in those areas where certain someones are deleted a priori because of random paranoia here in OJ Land. Fellow Americans, over and out.
I've seen them do that on other planets. And we should think carefully about it before we consider letting them become installed here.
Because there's no way of responding to such charges.
Faison says that the massacre of the Jews in the Holocaust is a historic lie. No.
No, this is an important one. It has a lot to do with the topic. Your views are extremely controversial, and perhaps one of the things that has been most controversial and that you've been most strongly criticized for was your defense of a French intellectual who was suspended from his university post for contending that there were no Nazi death camps in World War II.
My name is Robert Faurisson. I am 60. I am university professor in Lyon, France. Behind me, you may see the courthouse of Paris, the Palais de Justice. In this place, I was convicted many times at the beginning of the 80s. I was charged by 9 associations, mostly Jewish associations, for...
Retina
1310
transmit, and he's receiving. Just
had
a little difficulty.
Roger. I heard of transmitting just a minute ago. Pretty noisy, though.
Inciting hatred, racial hatred.
Like I say, we're trying to put out a pretty slick promotion, you know, that people will look at, white people look at and identify with and say, hey, these guys ain't that bad. These guys ain't a bunch of kooks. You know, they got it together.
Out of 4, I can hear him saying, you're still dead when it's over. He'd had enough. we got the call from his woman friend, we knew what to do. My brother and I had done the drill in our heads before. We had a traveling kit of embalming supplies, gloves, fluids, needles, odds, and ends. We had to explain to the security people at the airlines who scrutinized the contents of the bag, wondering how we might make a bomb out of Dodge Permaglow.
Controlling now, Condor. Where are you?
How come I need a code name and you don't?
Where are you, Turner?
Here.
Thank you for saying so.
Here's to 5 miserable months on the wagon and all the irreparable harm that it's caused me.
No justice here today. We're gonna need a revolution to sweep all this way and really get some justice. And that day, then these things like the CIA.
Wait a minute. You cannot just hog that mic like that, sir. You're gonna have to ask your question, make your statement, or whatever.
Down and brutalized by this.
Just a second.
You sold the drugs and you turned around and incarcerated these youth. When are the doors going to open and all the kids that were convicted on these racist crack laws, when are they going to walk out of those prisons? When is that going to happen? We're not going to get no justice here today. We're going to need a revolution to sweep all this way and really get some justice. And that day, then these things like the CIA...
Wait a minute. You cannot just hog that mic like that, sir. You're going to have to ask your question, make your statement, or whatever. You cannot just hog that mic like that, sir. You're going to have to ask your question, make your statement, or whatever.
Things going, Mr. Torrance?
Things could be better, Lloyd. Things could be a whole lot better.
I hope it's nothing serious.
No. Nothing serious. Just a little problem with the old sperm bank upstairs. Nothing I can't handle, though, Lloyd.
Possibility of the face curtain flopping loose.
This is 9-1-2.
I think it'd be better to bring him aboard rather than keep him up here with air pressure across the curtain any longer than we have necessary. I recommend we bring him back aboard ship.
Roger, has he any visibility problems or did any of the glass get in his eyes or anything like that?
Barely clear of the holster, plows a hole in the floor. Kim pivots, both hands on the gun, and shoots Cash in the hollow of the throat. The heavy slug tears through and spatters the wall with slivers of bloody bone. Cash's gun chunks back into its holster. Clem is weaving around, trying to recock his .45 with numb fingers. Taking his time, Kim shoots him in the forehead. Both assholes are dead before they hit the floor. Kim's arduous training has paid off in hard international currency. As Kim looks down at the two bodies crumbled there, spilling blood and brains on the floor, he experiences a rush of pure joy. Two enemies will never bother him again. Two lousy sons of bitches melted into air and powder smoke.
Can you see okay?
912, affirm.
912, affirmative, no problems.
All right, here.
Looks like about 11:15-ish for the Charles Manson Ray tube. The Ninja Musicians, about 15-20 minutes from now. Going into the distant future, theoretically deep into the great water, as it were. WZBC and Newton, 90.3 radio, pre-sub and post-atomic units here in the late 90s, where things are changing moment by minute by every couple days, and certainly every month is another whole lifetime. Time is plastic, and matter doesn't matter as much. Ain't as much of it, and it ain't what it used to be. Certainly not as compared to the 50s. This, Mr. and Mrs. America, I assure you. New metaphysics continue.
Your action is beautiful.
Listen, Charlie.
Oswald was quoted as saying, "It's all over now."
You all right? Are you insane? Everybody's dead.
I have several of the Tibetan teachers that I'm working with now. I go to Hawaii and I work with them, and I work with some of the Rinpoches and other people and share knowledge with them.
I want all of you to go out and share knowledge. It's a good idea.
For racial defamation, for damage by falsifying a story.
I signed a petition calling on the tribunal to defend his civil rights. At that point, the French press, which apparently has no conception of freedom of speech, concluded that since I had called for his civil rights, I was therefore defending his theses.
Not feces, just editor's injection.
I'll be honest with you, I never liked a nigger in my life, and I'm 63 years old. I grew up with them, I saw what they did and how they do it and what they do, and I really have never had no respect for a nigger.
We did attend the meeting. I went with a friend of mine. We attended the meeting in Cambridge, and it was quite entertaining. They had about five or six of them on a dais. Included in that were Van Sinderen, who was a prominent member, the one whose father was CIO of one of the telephone companies in Connecticut. Also John Craig, also known as Brother John, as well as other names, who was essentially the number two man in their hierarchy in terms of running the operation.
Tower, what
positive
now?
92, 8 miles. See you. We're right directly on the bow.
Roger.
Far older than that, certainly so. When these two tetrahedra, one pointing down, one pointing up, touch and merge and come into equal balance, creating that of the three-dimensional 6.8 star. If you continue the extension, the pointing down further, the reaching up further, eventually the two bases become one and therefore a diamond shape that we have often associated, certainly so with that of Sirius, indeed, a diamond shape. Often associated, certainly so, with that of Sirius, and a diamond shape.
We have two solar crusaders about 8 miles ahead. 913 has a canopy that has been shattered. The plexiglass is blown out of it. The ejection seat curtain was extended, but did not fire the seat. The pilot has the curtain tucked behind his back and his head, and is holding it in position with his body and his head. He will be coming aboard very shortly.
Because of a summer evening in 1954, it opened its wings and I received its revelation. Because of summer nights behind the mosque, because it signals the height of summer, because of its mathematical precision at the infinite disposal of curiosity, because its markings are the summation of military heraldry, the olive green of the English military, because it is a tropical species here in southwestern Ontario, because they are nocturnal, tropical, thin points of extreme beauty, sculptural perfection in living and dense wood, because their chrysalis resembles a vase, their humming flight and the insoluble intricacy of their June camouflage, because of the size and Gothic modeling of their pincers, their chestnut brown elytra, because it is so tiny, weighs as much as a dime, because it is pale underneath, tawny above, because it is the eyes of night, because it is even larger like a fox bat, because it is our largest and only cat, because they are capricious night gliders, because it is a predator, because of its inky fur, tunnels twisting around roots, because it is a southern species migrating northwards, evidence for an interglacial warming trend, because of their glowing eyes in the driveway at night, their rasping marsupial cries, because of the caves, because of its unearthly face, because it is all of night, because it is a falcon, because it is subtropical, because it is a stilted and accurate blue mist, because it is the north unwarranted in an oxbow pond, because it is a tropical species migrating slowly northward starting at Point Pelee, because it is a subtropical iridescent metal, because it is the Arctic migrating at the center of blizzards, because they are astonishing aerialists, because the vacuum of space is so near, because of a dream, because they draw out the soul, anticipation, electric radiance, the irresistible approach of the arc hammer, excitation in the ion shadows, because they come after you and seem to float in dreams, the bend sinister, because of the storm, because of an erotic insularity in the moist, almost tropical wind, because they illuminate everything in a gray, powdery light and turn the outside into a surreal theater of marvelous intent. The warmth allows the spectators to remove their clothes. Lunacy and a Saturnalian trance of corporeal clarity, because they are tropical, because they are both out of place and welcome, because they witness extinct races of fabulous creatures, because it is carnivorous and wet, because it is a carnivorous morning jewel in the sphagnum, because they are full lips and vulvas and are all of summer, because they are a tropical species here in southwestern Ontario, because it has huge leaves and is tropical with cerise Jurassic fruit, because it is fragrant and tropical, because its fruits are pungent, because the flowers are huge, night-glowing and perfumed, because of the pools, because their smooth mahogany pebbles are enclosed in vegetable geodes, because of fovea centralis, because they flowered all of beneath into above and translated it perfectly, because it is a living fossil, because of the color and smoothness of its bark, the silence and level loam floor of the beech forest, because of the fragrance of its gum, because of the wooden petals of their flowers, because of the waterfalls in the morning glen, because it is the memory capital of Canada, because I perceived an order there, because of midsummer nights, memory steeped in fireflies, because it overlooks Lake Huron, because the cedar pools are nearby, for it was once submerged, because it is a huge, invisible river, because of the collections in gray, powdery light of Toronto winter afternoons spent in the Devonian era, because it is a semi-tropical, iridescent metal on the same latitude as California, because it is a beautiful and glorious natural shrine of limestone, because it is awesome, because chronology was commenced there, because of the Black River Formation, last holdout of the White Elm, because of the beech forest and what came after, because I got to know Lake Erie and glacial clay there, because I grew up beside them and they taught me everything I know, because it is a huge and silent underwater predator, because it is huge and primitive, because it cruises, hovering, long-snouted crocodilian, because it is primitive. Thank you. Thank you.
A large crowd had congregated around the theater, and police had to hold back the crowds because they were of the impression that the man was the president's assassin.
Who they saying? They say, now watch this, it's the deepest part of the story. The Greeks who invented colonialism founded city colonial states to spread their civilization. The Romans who inherited the Greek Empire did the same. Most of the people thus colonized welcomed this form of rule.
We've stolen is the Admiral's flagship.
That's the way it's looking. Perhaps we should just ask them if they want it back. You know, if we were reasonably polite about
it. They might just let us off with being lightly killed.
Yeah, well, at least it's better than...
It isn't better than anything at all, is it?
Everybody's dead.
Take it easy. Just take it easy and we'll bring you home.
Anything is about to happen. Keep your heads up. Personnel not required. Get clear of the landing area.
Have to get a little wider a beam in that one, sir. Roger.
This tower, you're cleared to land.
Take it.
You don't.
Where are you, Turner?
Here.
You all right?
Are you insane? Everybody's dead. Here.
You all right? Take it easy.
Are you insane? Everybody's dead. Here.
I will do it. You know the Ansonia Hotel.
Broadway.
All right. Easy.
Are you insane? Everybody's dead. Here.
I will do it. You know the Ansonia Hotel.
Take the cabin crew with a box marked Slaughter Surgical Supplies, full of stainless steel oddities they'd never seen before. When we got to the funeral home they had taken him to, taken his body to, the undertaker there asked if we were sure we wanted to do this, our own father after all. He'd be happy to call in one of his own embalmers. We assured him it would be okay. It was something we had always promised him, though I can't now for the life of me remember the context in which it was made.
When you dip your dreams in magic, they can come alive. And then you can use your night dreams not only to create greater success, but to fulfill your dream and the many dreams for your world. Your soul speaks to you in the shadows, in the cracks and crevices of your reality. We have spoken of it, others certainly have as well. It is in the shadows, in the cracks and crevices, in the fear, in the pain, in the sorrow, in the failure, that your soul will often speak to you. It does so frequently that now, academically, many tell you that's the only way your soul speaks to you. That's the only avenue that it uses. And therefore you look only there if you look at all. so much pain, so much fear, so much sorrow, so much failure is a desperate attempt to touch and to be touched by your soul. Through the cracks, through the crevices, through the shadows of your world. But your soul doesn't speak through these avenues by choice, but by necessity. So many of the avenues have been shut off, have been closed, so many of the ways in which your soul could speak have been denied and have let you down. That your soul uses the shadows, uses the cracks and crevices, because it is for some the only avenue that yet remains. People, above all, human beings are spiritual. You yearn for, you ache for your spirituality. The basic core in each human being, however enlightened or not so, is to be spiritual. This is something that the consensus will never take seriously. Never. As you look at the problems in the world, in your country, in the world at large, they are desperate attempts of people to find their soul, to find a spirituality that can change them. And as these problems in your world are analyzed, few will ever consider that this might be a spiritual crisis, this might be a spiritual issue. If it is considered, it is not taken seriously. Within the consensus, it will never be taken seriously, never understood. Even many who teach and talk of things spiritual don't fully understand how spiritual people are. Even those of you here who are perhaps more able to hear, more able to understand, don't understand what we're saying. The human condition is such that you are primarily driven by your need, by the yearn, by the ache to be spiritual. It is a thirst. It is a hunger that will not be satisfied until it is satisfied. You will not be stopped. There is no adversity. There is no pain. There is no fear. There is no shame that will stop you. There is no crack or crevice. You absolutely will pursue your spirituality, even as the avenues one by one are shut down. Even as religion, the last acceptable bastion of spirituality, turns its back upon the spiritual, people will not. And if they cannot find it, they will allow and create acts of God, as they are called, as ways of create the crisis out of which can emerge their spiritual nature.
Officer Tipper had been killed by a man answering the description of Oswald in the neighborhood a short time before.
Thanks. Women. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. Words of wisdom, Lloyd. Words of wisdom. I never laid a hand on him, goddammit. I didn't. I wouldn't touch one hair on his goddamn little head. I love the little son of a bitch. I'd do anything for him. Any fucking thing for him.
an antenna to tune to that frequency, you would end up with an antenna about 3 feet long, which happens to be the length of the DNA if you were to unwind it and pull.
Tubes taken to your sister. What are you taking, Trey?
What do you got?
One of the big changes people are afraid of is losing their mind. Because if I don't have my mind, where will I be?
That points up, thus a tetrahedron that points down, the double tetrahedron. Diamond shape that we have often associated, certainly so with that of Sirius, indeed, a diamond shape, a double tetrahedron, a mirror image of a tetrahedron that points up, thus a tetrahedron that points down, the double tetrahedron. We have suggested that those that you call extraterrestrials, those that more correctly are multidimensional beings that exist within your universe and perhaps some universes beyond your dimensions, often use this very device for teleportation. That in that sensing, a large enough double tetrahedron that can hold with a spin and with a spiral or with a spin and a rotation can cause time to warp, can cause space to bend, and thus can be used as a teleportation device. We have talked to this on other occasions.
Interesting, you'll be in your intuitive wisdom. We're so busy holding on to the sharpness of our intellect, which is what's funny, keeping us in pain continually, strangely enough, because it's great and wonderful and a wonderful power. It's a power. The prefrontal lobe is a great power. The problem is we got trapped in it, because when we think about things, we're always thinking about things, so we're always one thought away from where the action is. While our intuitive wisdom, it relates to things subjectively rather than objectively. But we don't know it as long as we're so attached to our thinking minds. So when your thinking mind starts to go, there's hope. But we don't treat it that way. Oh my God, there goes my mind. So there's this poem I found on a greeting card. Just a line to say I'm living, that I'm not among the dead, though I'm getting more forgetful and more mixed up in the head. For sometimes I can't remember when I stand at the foot of the stair if I must go up for something or if I've just come down from there. And before the fridge so often my poor mind is full of doubt, have I just put food away or have I come to take some out? And there are times when it's dark out with my nightcap on my head, I don't know if I'm retiring or just getting out of bed. So if it's my turn to write you, there's no need in getting sore. I may think I've written and don't want to be a bore. Remember, I do love you. I wish you were here. It's time to send the mail, so goodbye, dear. There I stood beside the mailbox with my face so very red. Instead of mailing you my letter, I've opened it instead. I like my new bifocals. My dentures fit me fine. My hearing aid is perfect, but Lord, I miss my mind. Now I ask you, do you look at change as something exciting, as an adventure? Do you have what's called a beginner's mind, as Suzuki Roshi talks about it?
I have a intermediate mind, right at the valley point, the wall, if you will. What am I talking about? ZBC, out of Newton, Massachusetts. Northern landmass on the western side. The male side, the left side of your brain. In North America. For a little while longer. Well, CRT should be starting up finally. He's got a lot of ions to download, I would think. We'll be going deep into the night. I don't know if there's an overnight person tonight, so we'll be going until at least 3:30. Probably more like 5 or 5:30. I always lie when I'm on the air. It brings it out of me. I mean, it was never there before. So, death, taxes, belief in God here in the land of the OJ hors d'oeuvre. It's a cocktail party. All J friggin' long. Here in America, the land that does not cast a shadow. If you drift in my pathway, that is. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, strapped masthead-wise for obvious historical reasons. Get ready to crank up the old tape head machine and illegally tape, own, and lord it over some audio product coming your way here on 90.3 in the FM. FM-PM. Good. Feel free to tape this show anytime. In fact, tape anything you want anytime. I think it's good if you do that. Do it even if you don't want to do it. Listen to it. Distribute it. In fact, sell it. Even if you don't want to. Hold someone up at gunpoint and make them steal it from you. Just traffic in the damn things, will you? Capitalism, free economy, almost over. Kiss that sucker goodbye. There are better ways, and they're coming this-a-way. How about a free economy based on standing up for yourself? Ever think of that? Carrying your own stones, as it were. Can you do that, gringo? Well, you better practice, because it's going to be shoved down your throat. Anytime about now. So dance, white man. Dance.
What's your sixth general order?
Sir, the private sixth general order is to receive and obey and pass on to the sentry who relieves me. All orders. Sir, the private sixth general... Sir, the private has been instructed, but he does not know, sir.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
Sir, aye, aye, sir.
How many counts in that movement you just executed?
Sir, 4 counts, sir.
What's the idea looking down in the chamber?
Sir, that is the guarantee that the private has not given the inspecting officer a loaded weapon, sir.
What's your fifth general order?
Sir, the private's fifth general order is to quit my post only when properly relieved, sir.
What's this weapon's name, Private Pyle?
Sir, the private's weapon's name is Charlene, sir.
Private Pyle, you are definitely born again hard. Hell, I may even allow you to serve as a rifleman in my beloved corps.
Sir, yes, sir.
We have talked of it in relationship to the teleportation in Lemuria. As you, the crystal climbers, as you, the mapmakers, as we call you now, made your way to your cities of healing or of dreaming, made your way to your spiritual work, often use this of a double tetrahedron, a mental image, a meditative image of this double tetrahedron with you sitting inside, allowing it to spin and then to rotate to teleport you from one place, the base of the crystal city, to the crystal city itself. We've talked of this often. Similarly, in Atlantis it was used. Often erroneously it was attempted to be made literally so, and therefore became more problematic than it was beneficial. But if held in the mind, if held in imagination, if allowed to exist in the more real state, outside of time-space, or in the more real state of the imaginal, this device can be a profoundly powerful teleportation device.
Attraction from below implies currents, it implies movement, and it implies a liquid down below.
If a majority of Europa's ice crust is melted, liquid, and these very, very thin rafts probably indicate that that's the case, then there's more liquid water on Europa than there are on all the oceans of the Earth.
And I respect their teachings very much. They are also bringing us many gifts of medical knowledge and healing.
That bitch. As long as I live, she'll never let me forget what happened. I'd do anything for him. Any fucking thing for him.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in an orphan's home.
Whereabouts?
In Norman, Illinois. I went in service in 1941. Came out in 1945, was with the Marine Corps. And it was always a one-way street for myself. I worked hard. I've never gotten a dime from anybody. And it seemed like the only people that are on welfare are Negroes and Mexicans.
He, in fact, was the one who was in charge of the house north of San Diego. It turns out, as some of this information has come out, that Applewhite did not, in fact, live in the house with the rest of the group. He had a separate living arrangement.
The promise that when he died, his sons would embalm him, dress him, pick out a casket, lay him out, prepare the obits, contact the priests, manage the flowers, the casseroles, the wake and procession, the mass and burial. Maybe it was just understood. His was a funeral he would not have to direct. It was ours to do. And though he directed thousands of them, he had never made mention of his own preferences. Whenever he was pressed on the matter, he would only say, "You'll know what to do."
No. Hey, that visi screen, it's beginning to flicker.
Hey, it must be some guy wanting orders. Oh, fix it.
Well, now, just order him to go away. You'll just have to bluff it out, Seth.
I'll just have to bluff it out.
Yeah, now, sit down and do something. Say something.
Anything.
And now, don't worry, we'll be right behind you. Hide it.
You aren't gone high?
No, I gone too hot for I.
In terms of negotiation, their highest good, their highest principle, is the expansion and betterment of their species. There's no question at all about that, and they're not willing to sacrifice it for any reason whatsoever. I tried to see how you would require.
Roger, Ball.
Crusader in the room. Clearance. Land aircraft.
Perhaps we can start with just the story of Robert Faurisson and your involvement.
More than 500 people signed, maybe 600, mostly universitaires, scholars.
And what happened to these other 499 of them? How come we only hear about Chomsky's signature?
Well, I think it's because Chomsky is in himself a kind of political power.
Preface that you wrote.
That's not the preface that I wrote, because I never wrote a preface. And you know that I never wrote a preface.
Yeah,
he's referring to a statement of mine on civil liberties, which was added to a book in which Faurisson, excuse me. Yes, I used
the language you use has meaning.
That's right.
And
the language I use.
A political liberal, or as someone whose views can be signified by the words findings or conclusions, that is a judgment, and that is a favorable judgment of his views.
On the contrary.
Can I continue with the facts?
Yes, you can continue with the facts for hours, but
there are a few
facts that, yeah, okay.
Let's get to the so-called preface. I was then asked by the person who organized the petition to write a statement on freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Just banal comments about freedom of speech, pointing out the difference between defending a person's right to express his views and defending the views expressed.
I wouldn't touch one hair on his goddamn little head.
I love the little son of a bitch.
In the case is that Oswald worked as a stockman at the Texas Book Depository, the building from which the sniper shot President Kennedy.
Sharing. We're in the process of eventually developing healing centers where we'll be working with this. And so these are they're returning and they're coming and their teachings are matching up with the other teachings. There are many other parts of this sacred knowledge that are coming together at this time. Now we have a prophecy up in the Northwest where I come from, up in Washington State. And this prophecy speaks of the time of when the little sister would speak and the grandfather would answer and the land would be cleansed clean to the ocean. Well, back in December of 1979, a medicine brother of mine packed up his people and left the coast of Washington. And he said, moved over to the other side of us. And he said the time had come that the little sister was going to speak. And he moved his people over there for safety. At the time, the geologists in Portland, Oregon, if you asked them what were the active volcanoes in the United States, they say, well, Mount Lassen and Mount Baker, and that's about it, you know. And then and up in Alaska, of course, there's a couple up there. But the one that we called the Little Sister wasn't an active volcano as far as they were concerned. But in March of 1980, the Little Sister started whispering. And May 18th of 1980, the Little Sister spoke. And 67 people who didn't believe the Indian prophecy are buried beneath it. And the Little Sister, when it erupted, it took a cubic mile of mountain with it and spread it all over the northwest, west, in fact, all over the world. Now, that eruption happened, and many people, there were people who were freaked out, and, you know, and some of them, they said, well, that's the end of the world, you know. But what it was to us, we looked at it, and we knew that it was a sacred thing that had happened. It was part of what we call the earth cleansing, and we also call it the recreation, the earth renewal. And the earth has the way of renovating and renewing the landscape when mankind is not ready for it. Much of the land up in the Inland Empire had been totally depleted, the soil, by people who have year after year raped it, raising wheat crops until it no longer had any energy left in it. And we believe in the spirit and the forces very much. That year we had planted our gardens, and we planted a pasture. And the pasture, since we don't have any big equipment, we had to go out, we dug up the ground, and then we were strewing the seeds over the top of the ground with our hands, you know, out of bags, the pasture seed, the grass seed. And we were praying for rain from the Great Spirit to bring us rain to drive the seeds down in the ground before the birds ate them all up. The Creator did us one better. It was a half an inch of topsoil from the heavens. And then it rained. And we had one of the best pastures we've ever had.
The picture that results of this distant moon. On the outside, a layer of ice that may be miles thick. On the inside, a rocky core, and between them, slush or water. They take it a step further. Something must be keeping Europa's water from freezing. Perhaps volcanic activity. Perhaps something much like the vents that have been found deep in the Earth's oceans.
To change, to grow, to catapult themselves forward. One of the avenues is night dreams, and as you can shatter the glass, as you can pierce the veil, as you can penetrate the barrier, you can open up one more avenue to answer your thirst. to answer your hunger. This hate, this drive that will not be stopped. It can be one more way in which your soul can speak to you, and as you make the map for yourself.
Everywhere. I am inside each and every single one of you. Just look in, and I will be there, waving out at you. Naked.
You used to create a world where there doesn't have to be so much fear.
A song I'm dedicating to an unusual person. Makes me feel kind of unusual.
Where there doesn't have to be so much pain. Where there doesn't have to be so much sorrow and so much failure. But it is up to you to begin to explore the realm, to learn a language of the night.
Coming at you now. Some CRT any moment now, coming down the photon beam focuser. If you expect it, that is. I want you all to be metaphysicians now and expect some CRT coming at you. If you do, it will. If not, and so on and so forth. And mother, I'd rather do it myself.
This is George Tire, Biter Camden N200R. I want to order pizza to go and no anchovies. What? Man, nobody would come up here at all.
Adam 137 Sepien Negritude will come as a pleasant surprise to his honorary aquarium parents, Ralph Munch and Ida Lupino.
Yeah, I'll bet it will.
Final steps was taken in or near Washington to secure the merger of the U.S. government with TMZ General Corp.
Enough.
This former zinc bushing.
Come on up here if you want to eat. Come on up, darling. Don't be afraid.
Oh, that's weird.
I won't bite you.
Weird. Too much.
Is it too much, Fred? Pull the curtain, Fred. Look at this. Look at this steaming heap. Too much of admirable birds.
Thank you.
It's an honor to be here for this wonderful celebration.
Supposedly a posh suburban house with two of the female members of his group now.
The bottom line is, the positive things in this man's life.
All I would not suggest at all this had a sexual orientation, because I do feel at that point he was neutered and was not moving in that direction. But he did set himself up apart from the group, which in fact also was an interesting pattern if you look at the evolution of this group.
Now, it was all a very small group.
Group never reached more than 200, so the focus on this group as a cult is pretty interesting. This was always, in a sense, small potatoes, and because of the, I would say, the strange jumps in logic, the events that were projected that did not come to pass, which maybe we can get into later, the group was, in a sense, I feel, always being challenged by the strangeness, the jumps in logic, the illogical aspects of some of the connections, and it sort of kept the membership at another level. Also, it did take a certain type of person, I would suggest, to align with the group and with this ideology, and I would have to think that would be severely limited. Also, what was quite interesting, although it was a recruitment effort, they did not make it easy to join. Generally, when a salesman is pitching you something, he will not let you go until he either has that sale or you're out the door and going somewhere else. They seemed to present themselves and then created a wall, so to speak, that you had to hurdle in terms of communicating with them, waiting for a response. Generally, there was a time frame before they would come back and respond to you. It was almost as if they wanted you, but they didn't want you. And as you get deeper into the material, you see that that is indeed true, that they did feel that they were quite a select group, and that not everybody was capable of moving in the direction they were moving.
This is your idea, isn't it?
Yeah. Now sit down there and be a star.
Hey, when I'm a star, I'll have a better ideas, man.
Have you had Dawn on the fleet commander reporting from Vice Captain?
Oh, hi, Underfleet Commandant. Da-da-da.
Good evening, Admiral.
Hi. What?
I trust you had a pleasant meal.
What? Oh, yeah. It was fine. Thanks.
Delighted to hear it, sir. We are now in battle readiness, State Amber, deployed to your rear in line of stride, 7 minutes from target galaxy, and waiting your orders.
The good days far outweigh the bad days, and in your life, in all of our lives, we just hope at the end.
We must ultimately meet our makers, that the good days have outweighed the bad days. And in this marriage, the lasting monuments and memorials to this marriage are these two beautiful children. They had more good days than bad days by all of the evidence.
Yes,
these two people love their children. They may have gone separate ways, but they love their children. That's why he's back in town to do that recital. There's so many people where it's in this auditorium where Nicole Brown Simpson gets his tickets. You know, that's why they're talking in the afternoon, to make arrangements. And she is the one who holds a seat for him. This is what happened on that date. This isn't about any argument. This is a family thing.
We have worked with you. You have worked with it in certain meditative experiences and intensives, where you, from safe place, have stepped into a double tetrahedron, spinning it and rotating it, allowing it to take you to the underworld, allowing it to take you to the temple of your soul, allowing it to take you in a teleportated way to the very edge of space-time, to the hall, to the door, to that narrow opening between the illusion that is your reality and the more real world that lies beyond the illusion. You have used it, many of you, to reach the unknown, to reach the future, and from it to explore the vastness that lies beyond what is possible in your knowing, that lies beyond what is known. They can also use it to allow more love. First of all, it is to construct, and we would suggest here that you imagine, using your imagination in no safe place, to imagine this geometric shape of a tetrahedron, with its three visible sides and its fourth, the base, triangular as well. And then, with your imagination, to allow it to expand, to mirror itself, and to create this shape, this double tetrahedron shape, big enough so that it is indeed taller than you. Now, you may make it solid, or you may make it opaque, or you may make it translucent, or even almost transparent, with only sort of its bare bones, its skeleton, visible to you, as though made out of light, or out of beams of energy.
An opportunity to speak, and now you're yelling out. You know better than that. You know better than that.
Or and whatnot. And my grandson was totally innocent, but he was slayed. And I'll take that pain to my grave, the pain that this kind of stuff has brought about. But mainly, I want to know, how can we know how many viable documents have been shredded, and how can we be certain that more documents won't be shredded?
I'd do anything for him. Any fucking thing for him. That bitch. As long as I live, she'll never let me forget what happened. I did hurt him once, okay? It was an accident. Completely unintentional. Could have happened to anybody. And it was 3 goddamn years ago. The little fucker had thrown all my papers all over the floor. All I tried to do was pull them up. A momentary loss of muscular coordination. Few extra foot-pounds of energy per second.
The key is to visualize it and to sense it larger than yourself. The idea being that what you're going to do with this visual imagery is that you're going to step inside it. Even if it is solid, you can step through its walls by whatever means, osmosis, by the wiggle of a nose, a blink of an eye, to allow yourself to step inside.
Now, you're going to step inside, and you're going to place your feet as though there were stirrups, or as though there were footholds, or something of this sort, where you can place your feet solidly. And you're going to reach above your head and grab hold. Grab hold of perhaps straps, or perhaps a hand-holding place, whatever. So that when you are standing within this double tetrahedron, indeed, your left foot, your right foot are far enough apart to create a solid base, a solid stance, a standing tall, a confident stand, a self-esteeming stand, a self-loving stand, certainly so. Self-respecting and worthy stand as well. Your hands stretched up and out, almost as though you're standing there somewhat spread-eagled, your arms up and out to either side, your feet down and out to either side, standing there in this double tetrahedron.
Graduation is only a few days away, and the recruits of Platoon 3092 are salty. They are ready to eat their own guts and ask for seconds. The drill instructors are proud to see that we are growing beyond their control. The Marine Corps does not want robots. The Marine Corps wants killers. The Marine Corps wants to build indestructible men. Men without fear.
Dallas police have declined to say whether they think Oswald is connected with the assassination. This other late word in, a 24-year-old man who said 2 years ago he wanted Russian citizenship was questioned today to see whether he had any connection with the assassination of President Kennedy.
We need to investigate those cases, no matter what else UFOs might be, there is a physical reality attached to them. I won't go through the details of the case. This is a sample of the metal being photographed with magnification 10. And as you go deeper and deeper, as you magnify it more and more, we selected a number of points for analysis, and then we probed into those points. It's obvious that the interpretation we got was consistent with the story we had from the witnesses. In that story, two witnesses were on a campus in the middle of the night. They saw a disc that seemed to be oscillating violently as if it was into trouble. They saw four other disc-shaped objects that came to around this one disc to stabilize it. And then metal was ejected from the central disc. It fell into the street where it had been raining. It fell into pools of water. We find that the composition and the appearance of the structure of the metal is consistent with that. However, it's not a very unusual metal. It's essentially aluminum, with, as you can see, with traces of carbon, oxygen, and a few other things. So that investigation is still going on.
You are the man who will
So we have to approach the situation a little bit differently. We cannot ask them to share our wonderful mammalian emotions and be our brothers and so forth, because they can't share. We can't adopt them into our tribe because they don't do that. It's not an attitude they have. They're not equipped in any respect, and they're unwilling.
Now, no white person, including Arthur Paul Johnson, ever suffered 1 ounce of grief because they openly advocated compelling us into a new slave relationship.
And that year, our gardens produced 45% more crop than they ever had. We had to build another root cellar to accommodate them. We had big, enormous carrots. I never seen carrots that size, you know. And throughout the whole Inland Empire, up out of Spokane, they had 45% more crop than they ever had.
Acceptable in other cultures, which take a much dimmer view of human activity. And the pagans, the ancient Greeks and Romans, wouldn't have for a moment entertained this idea.
I'm very interested, Professor McLuhan, to hear you say that innovation is resistible, because most of us, as far as our educations have gone, are given the example of the smashing of machines and mills and that kind of thing, which didn't stand in the way of the Industrial Revolution, for example. And you referred to the SST. One of the arguments put forward for it, and I'm going to ask you about the SST, is that it is going to be built. There is a built-in assumption that the SST
If it can be built, it ought to be built. This is the strange equation.
Yes.
If something can be done, it ought to be done.
Mr. Torrance.
Good evening. Been away. Now I'm back.
Good evening, Mr. Torrance. Good to see you.
It's good to be back, Lloyd.
What would be, sir?
Hair of the dog that bit me.
Bourbon on the rocks.
That'll do her.
No charge to you, Mr. Torrance.
No charge?
Your money's no good here. Orders from the house.
Orders from the house.
Drink up, Mr. Torrance.
I'm the kind of man likes to know who's buying their drinks, Lloyd.
This is a very weird... I think perhaps this is where the atom bomb brought people into a paradox. It could be done, and suddenly it seemed very undesirable. Wasn't it Einstein's feeling that he would have been better to have spent his life as a plumber? I think he said somewhere in his autobiography that if I had my life to live again, I'd be a plumber. It was as if he was reflecting upon the misfortune of having discovered how to split the atom. But, yes, I think in the ecological age, we are going to ruthlessly prune out innovation if it threatens the balance of human powers and cultural interchange.
We're now living in the electric age, are we? But most of us don't realize it. Is that correct?
The age of instant information as a total surround, as a new cliché. You see, fish, not my invention, but someone said, we don't know who discovered water, but we know it wasn't a fish. People never are aware of the things that are totally surround them, and hence the clichés of technological environment are invisible. The emperor's new clothes are always invisible. Except to little children, or kibitzers of that type who are outside the game.
Stand by to start the battle. Stand clear of the battle intake and airmines. Start the battle.
Now, that's a kind of primitive idea. It's very related to rituals in many societies, including our own ritual of Holy Communion, in which the theory is that one takes into oneself the flesh of another by consuming it in this way, and therefore that person becomes part of oneself.
We did. I had seen my father horizontal before. At the end, it had been intensive care units mostly, after his coronaries and bypasses. He'd been helpless, done unto. But seeing him, outstretched on the embalming table of the Anderson Mortuary in Fort Myers, with the cardiac blue in his ears and fingertips and along his distal regions, shoulders and lower ribs and buttocks and heels, I thought, this is what my father will look like when he's dead. And then, like a door slammed shut behind you, the tense of it all shifted into the inescapable present of, this is my father, dead.
Today, you are Marines. You're part of a brotherhood. From now on, until the day you die, wherever you are, every Marine is your brother. Most of you will go to Vietnam. Some of you will not come back. But always remember this. Marines die. That's what we're here for. But the Marine Corps lives forever. And that means you live forever.
What was the most educational aspect for you about hearing him describe his reasons for cannibalizing some of his victims? Since, as you said, it's rare to hear, to be able to talk to somebody who's done that.
Well, you see, I went into all the details with him. I asked him how he prepared it and whether he did anything to make it a romantic occasion, since he'd implied that this was somehow connected to his sexual interests. I asked him if he had candlelight or wine or anything special, and the answer to that was no. But he did look at photographs of the victims while they were alive, while he would consume part of them, and he came to find that somewhat sexy. He was experimenting on the fringe. Now, I predicted 15 years ago that when the culture ran out of ways to play with sadomasochistic sexuality, the last frontier would be erotic cannibalism.
Now, watching some of the video of the members, they make a lot out of the idea that they're doing it of their own free will. But some people would say that they were victims of, you know, big fraud. What is your take on that, as far as they being victims and not people who, you know, did this of their own free will?
It's not a matter that concerns you, Mr. Torrance. At least not at this point. Anything you say, Lloyd. Anything you say.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
get a job with the government if I wanted to. When I, in those days, my younger days, so I went into construction work. And you don't see too many colored in construction work, because it's hard work. All they know how to do is play basketball, the football, the baseball.
Something is innocent, in my opinion, is the possession or the sale of drugs. But it's going to ruin the lives of those people well into the future and their children. I'm Doug Casey. We'll be back at the same time, same place, next Sunday.
At the local level, which I think has a very large role to play and will tend to regulate itself by being given to people who are temporarily in need, because it's all at the local level, so that people are known better.
Well, that's right. And those people that give charity from their own money on the local level tend to monitor the people that are getting it. And the charity is a hand up, not a hand out, to use the perverse phrase that Clinton has been bandying about in reference to his welfare. But welfare is the most devastating and worst thing that the government has done to black people. Of course, the drug war, of course, falls primarily on poor people for all kinds of reasons that we've discussed earlier on.
Well, one of those reasons you didn't mention is that the penalties for having crack are far higher than the penalties for having an equivalent amount of cocaine. And crack, of course, tends to be inexpensive and used more in economically poor areas, and cocaine tends to be a rich man's drug.
Yes, yeah, and last, of course.
Michael McHugh.
A poet is someone who's obsessed with language, obsessed with liberating himself. The two have joined together, and he's acting it out.
Sure. Let me burst again and see who I am in this blackness-seeking middle age, who I am by this star on this whirling ball where I can sense a billion galaxies in clusters and smell the lucid light around the city's tower while the sky dies in rosy layers and I remember all the soft, soft feet and toes that crept across my childish life that stands as sizeless as the daydreams of a virus. I am a pouring, flowing crystal. I'm the midnight voices of the mating swallows. I'm the tow truck of the soul that I create around me as I cross this blazing bridge. I am the wolf, the hummingbird, the boy child in the gray beard man.
Television.
During a shot, which now you can do very easily with a button, but then you had to actually do with a non-blimped ARRI, and you had to change the motor and also the left stop with two assistants, that sort of thing. But in any event, what I'm saying is I was all designed, and they were all designed shot A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they all were cut together. And some of the cutting of the fight scenes was the easiest to do because it was all laid out. But it did take, we had planned 5.5 weeks of shooting for it. It did take 10 weeks. And it was very specific. And De Niro would have on the side of the camera a very big punching bag, one of those cylinder ones that looks like a cylinder. And we're ready to yell, we're ready to go for a roll. We'd have the slate ready, you know, and start rolling, and you hear off camera, punching the bag, and then he'd jump into frame, sweating, you know, and then the slate. Mm-hmm. So he came in already. heated, bang, ready to go.
Your commie has no regard for human life, not even his own. And for this reason, men, I want to impress upon you the need for extreme watchfulness. The enemy may come individually, or he may come in strength. He may even come in the uniform of our own troops. But however he comes, we must stop him. We must not allow him to gain entrance to this base. Now, I am going to give you three simple rules. First, trust no one, whatever his uniform or rank, unless he is known to you personally. Second, anyone or anything that approaches within 200 yards of the perimeter is to be fired upon. Third, if in doubt, shoot first and ask questions afterwards. I would sooner accept a few casualties through accident than lose the entire base and its personnel through carelessness. Any variation on these rules must come from me personally.